Family-friendly staff will be there to serve you. And what's more, Roger Schrader Sod Farm is now accepting organic yard waste for composting. Roger Schrader Sod Farm in Hazelwood, simply enriching the earth.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 75 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a great suggestion. Beautiful, pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $4.99 a square foot. That's right. You can have beautiful, pre-finished, solid oak hardwood floors for only $4.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 of an inch thick, 2 1/4 inch width, solid oak hardwood floor, and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high-quality, American-made hardwood floor with an unheard-of 50-year warranty. So hurry in to one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
When you want to go from point A to point B on your farm or hunting in the woods or just for fun, there's nothing like a vehicle from M&M Golf Cars. If you need a single vehicle for personal use or a fleet of specialized cars for a corporate event, M&M Golf Cars has the golf, turf utility, commercial industrial, and off-road vehicle to meet your needs. Now through June 15th, get 0% financing for 12 months or $500 closeout cash at M&M Golf Cars, 113 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri. Online at mmgolfcars.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800 New Roof.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximized Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximized Living show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear
him.
FM. Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
chicks and boobs, tatas, cassavas, bazungas, all up in our friggin' faces.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking peons language.
Opinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the June 10th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I was there today. I was there for quite a while today. And something that never happens, in the lobby, right there where I was doing, in walks Glenn Barks, the president of First Community. You know what probably happened? He heard I was in the building. Couldn't get down fast enough in the elevator to say hello. Nice to see Mr. Barks. Nice to be waited on, as it always is, by the fine folks at First Community Credit Union. We've got a rip-roaring playhouse for you. And here's how it starts, with a round of introductions. The control board operator, Eon the Peon, wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, and with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises, and Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
A fine example of what parenting used to produce. Dan Strauss in the house. Well, maybe not. With his trouser, mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Great. Hi, everybody.
Sometimes we do things we can't explain to people, like that sound you just heard. Can't even begin to tell you why we do that. But trust me, to us, it's hilarious. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy has said he knows exactly what's wrong with these kids today, why we have these deranged lunatics wanting to come in and shoot it up. He says these kids today absolutely are not getting enough what?
Cheese.
Enough cheese. He thinks if you eat more cheese, well...
Yeah, do they ever check and see if these people are lactose intolerant?
They've never done this study, and maybe he's gone to something. Maybe he's on, or maybe the kids doing all this are eating too much cheese and they're lactose intolerant. And worth looking at. Whatever it takes to solve this mess. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. And I'm going to maybe regret what I'm about to say, but have we just about already seen enough of Hillary Clinton? You can't turn on the TV.
Oh, yeah, she's
and I love this game. Well, I just haven't decided if I'm going to run. Knock it off. Yes, you are running.
I saw a promo earlier, and they said, the one thing that may cause Hillary not to run for president.
Oh,
Tune in later.
That's a good teaser.
Yeah.
That's a good teaser. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. As I said, I was there today making a little deposit. Got a little check. Wanted to put it in the account. I'm old enough now that I'm starting to get these little checks from these annuities that I took out a long, long time ago. That gets into a whole other area that, you know, Mark and Jason are more qualified to talk about. But I could put it in the mail, or I could take a whatever. I like to go in. They offered me a bomb pop today, and I turned it down because I'm a professional broadcaster. You don't eat stuff like that and then go on the air. It could freeze your vocal cords.
And you're watching your weight.
Thank you, Dan. And yeah. I'm watching my weight. I've been watching it for a long time. And you know what? Yeah. When I watch it, what I see? Bigger, 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 bigger.
Yeah, you don't have to watch it go down.
No. I just watch it. And it's easy to watch because it's right out there in front of me, sticking right out. Bomb Pops, no thank you for me today. But if you want one, that's one of the things they do in the summertime, as they offer, call them popsicles if you want. They're Bomb Pops, popcorn all year, great service all the time, and great rates all the time. What more could you want from the place where you do your banking? I'd like to read you if I could. Oh, congratulations. Today is the day that these First Community opened their Zumbville Walmart location. Official grand opening starts June 20th, but congratulations, you folks. In St. Charles County, the Zumbel Walmart opened today. A quick, great testimonial. Dear Frank, I wanted to let you know the First Community has done it again. I needed to reset my password on my e-statement. I couldn't get it to work correctly. Call the support center was helped by Janelle. We couldn't get it working yesterday, so she was able to get further assistance and contacted me today. Solved the problem. I bank at First Community on Telegraph Road and always notice how they truly know the meaning of customer service. I just wanted to let you know how glad my family is that we've done our banking at First Community for the past 6 years. Pat Prosser. Thank you, Pat, for the email and for being a First Community Credit Union customer. I want to say hi to John Muni and all the people at Focal Point Outdoor Solutions. Had a nice long chat with them today. This is a most impressive company, and I think they're going to be joining us and be a part of the show here starting in a few weeks. So, John, thank you for the interest. This is a company that I talked with 8 years ago about advertising, and they weren't at that time big enough. You got to be a big player to be part of this. 8 years later, the guy remembers our conversation and emails me. And it looks like we're going to get together and do some business. So I'm happy about that. I applaud Kilcoyne and Millhaven and all the people who are Catholics who are blasting this Archbishop Carlson. This guy has to go. I couldn't get away with this normally because I'm not Catholic, but there's not one person, not one, who thinks that this guy should be in a position of authority in the Catholic Church when just a month ago he makes the statement he didn't know it was a crime for an adult to have sex with a child.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Get out of here. Go. I mean, literally, get out. Holy mackerel, you've got to be kidding me. One other quick statement about kids and today versus the old days, and I will say this to all you parents who think somehow that your kid has a point when he says, don't come into my room. How many times in these stories have you seen where, well, the parents had no idea that bomb-making equipment was in the kid's room? Let me tell you something. You have every right to go in your kid's room anytime you want to. Don't buy into this when other parents who read too many of these child-rearing books tell you kids need their privacy and they need to know that things in their room, you're never going to go. Nonsense. I'm crazy about my kids. Have been since the day they were born. But they knew, and I made it very clear, I'll go in your room anytime I want for anything I want, and you aren't going to stop me. You parents that let your kids make the rules at the house, what's the matter with you? You might just stumble on something that could save your kid's life if you intervene. Now, we have a little dilemma, and I may, in a very short time, ask you folks listening to help me make this decision. We've got a trip planned, and I might add, we only have four more rooms left. It went so fast this time. We have a trip planned for Mexico, Cancun, January, I believe the 11th. Here's my dilemma. They're holding a guy in jail down in Mexico that from every, I'm trying to read as much as I can. I've pulled up every article, every account. I listened to the 911 call. From everything I can see, this is a Marine who served honorably, in this case really did serve honorably, made a wrong turn, did not intend to go across the border, couldn't make a U-turn and get out of there once you've crossed. Right up front, told them, I have three legally registered guns in the car. He was in San Diego, went across the border. They arrested him. He's been in jail for 3 months. This is absolutely ridiculous. And I've just decided, you know, last few years in my life, that it's one thing to talk about something. It's another to do something when you can do it. So what I'm thinking about doing is pulling the plug on this Mexican trip. And I don't think there's one listener of the 100 people or so going who would have a problem with that. We have got to start making a statement and letting, and I don't want it to just be me. I'm going to encourage anybody that's got plans to go to Mexico, cancel them until they let this guy go, unless there's something we don't know. But I can't find it. I have yet to uncover any evidence or any angle of the story where this guy in any way did anything other than get himself in a situation where he took an exit, no backtracking. Once you take it, boom, you're crossing the border. He was honest up front. I got three guns. They got the guy for 3 months. You got to be kidding me. And if they keep holding him, we're not going to Mexico.
Has anyone from our government tried to get him out of there?
They say not really. I've I'm reading in everything I can and watching everything I can about it. We're not making any real effort. You know what it would take? One phone call from the President of the United States to the President of Mexico. So let me tell you something, you SOB. Let that guy go, or you're not going to see any tourism. Let's do to them what we did to Cuba. Cut them off. You're not getting any of our tourism money. You're not getting any of our aid. You're not getting anything. Let this guy go. He made a mistake. It's one thing to be a criminal. It's another to just make a mistake, for goodness sakes. Let this guy out. Now, this is a tough call. Because Julie, our travel agent, she put the wheels in motion in this thing long before I knew about this situation. It was pretty much already put together. I'm pretty sure we can. It'll be a major pain for her. But if we can back out of it, go to Jamaica or something, I say that's what we do. So in a short time, something better happen with this guy. Or I'm going to do everything I can to raise a stink, hope it'll catch fire, hope other people in other cities, other stations, other people planning trips will pull the plug on them. If the president can't get this guy's attention, maybe we can get their attention. Hit them where it hurts. Pocketbook. It's a tough one. It really is. When we put this together, I didn't have any idea of the situation down there. And again, let me make this clear. If I find out there's more to the story, then I will be happy to go, okay, I didn't know that. Now I can't be so tough on our government not going to let this guy out. But I don't feel right. And Don, thank you for the email. It was a listener. And Don knows who he is. I won't mention his last name, who emailed me and said, do you really feel good about pouring that kind of money into Mexico, knowing they're holding this guy? And the minute I read it, I thought, he's right. He's right. So we'll let you know how this works out. This, you're not going to believe it, but I think you will just because of the age we live in. There's a California middle school. And the sex education class that they have in the lesson book, they have handbooks and images and pictures and diagrams. One of the images that they gave these middle school kids is a picture of a man on all fours with a woman standing on top of him. And the message is you can still get pregnant if she's on top. Now, that's not the big story here. Another image shows a group of young guys with a caption, douchebag, to assist in acknowledging that douching can't stop pregnancy. This is the best. There's a third picture. This is not a joke. California middle school, third picture that shows a man with blood on his face. And the caption is, a real man loves his woman every day of the month.
You
have got to be kidding.
Wow.
The CEO of Mountain Empire Family Medicine, the organization that put the presentation together, released this statement. We understand and appreciate that some members of our community have voiced concern about a sex education presentation delivered by Mountain Health to Pine Valley Middle School. That, according to CEO Judy Chaplin, our organization responded to a specific request by the school district for this presentation. We recognized the sensitivity of such material and worked actively with the school district to assure that all information was pre-screened and approved. This is the scariest part. This was approved.
Somebody saw that and said, okay.
They saw the guy with blood on his face and the caption, a real man loves his woman every day of the month. And went, yeah, okay, we're good with it.
But did they send that to... all the parents, too? For the parents?
No, they gave it to the kids. I'm sure some kids took it home.
No, not to all the parents first, but just whatever board oversees.
Oh, so then the kid brings it. What do you got?
Hey, Tammy, what do you got there from school? Is that from your sex education camp? Yeah, it's a guy with blood on his face.
What?
Wow. Parents are outraged. Of course they are. And, of course, the defenders say, well, the presentation is factually and medically accurate. Medically accurate? What's medically accurate about a man loves his woman every day of the month? He's got blood on his face. What's medical about that? This is great.
Yeah.
Oof.
No.
I would say what has happened to people?
What were you going to say over there?
Nothing. I can't say. I can't. You could strategically do something to...
Down in Florida, which I think is famous for being a retirement destination for lots of people, we have a 68-year-old woman who has been arrested for having sex in a public pavilion. The guy, by the way, is 49. She's 68.
Whoa.
Here's the cop's report. They arrived at the Three Squares Center. She, the 68-year-old woman, was pantsless, had her shirt pulled down, and his pants and underwear were around his ankles, and they were going at it right out in public.
Oh, man.
Let's go back to what is happening to people.
My kind of retirement, son.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we have a guy who has the large, he says it's the world's largest collection of video games, and he's going to sell them all. Check this out. This kid is, how old is he? Michael Thomason of Buffalo, New York. They don't give his
age.
I saw
his picture. I would guess
30?
Late 30s, early 40s, maybe.
He has 11,000 video games for sale. Games for more than 21 consoles, some of which were never released in North America. He says he's going to sell the collection. He's not giving up on gaming. He has an immediate family and extended family that have needs that have to be addressed. And he says, I don't want to part with these games, but I've got responsibilities to meet. The highest bid so far is $98,500, which I think is pretty good.
Holy cow.
For 11,000 games. He says, no, this is worth $700,000 to $800,000. Good luck with that. Good luck getting that kind of money. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Not sure why I decided to tell this joke today. Sometimes I'm in the car and I'm on the way here and it just pops in my head. I think, hey, okay, it's time to tell it again. It's a story of a mailman who's retiring, and it's his last day. And he's the walk house to house with the big old leather bag, you know, that real kind of mailman. Not that people in vehicles aren't, but, you know, the guy everybody knows. And so it's Jim's last day, and he cannot believe the outpouring of good wishes and love. He goes to one house and they give him a box of Cuban cigars. Best wishes. Happy retirement, Jim. You've been a great mailman. That's what the card says. He goes to another house and the whole family comes to the door when he brings their mail and they give him a new fishing rod. They know he likes fly fishing. They give him a whole fly fishing tackle and a bag and oh my goodness, overwhelming. He goes to another house and they've made personalized golf balls and imprinted them, you know, happy retirement, Jim, on the golf balls. And it's just, he's just overwhelmed. And so he goes to one house and he's greeted by the lady of the house who's in her late 30s, very attractive. And she opens the door as he's about to put the mail in the box. And she says, oh, Jim, this is it, huh? Your last day. She says, set that bag down. Take a load off. Take a couple of minutes off. I just want to make this a day you'll never forget. So he does. And she says, come on upstairs with me, Jim. And so he does. And she disrobes, and she's gorgeous. She puts him down the bed, takes his clothes off, and he's never had sex like this in his life. She lets him have it in 100 different ways. He's exhausted. He can't believe what has just happened. When they're finished, he says, now you get dressed and come on downstairs. So he kind of showers and cleans up and gets dressed. When he gets downstairs, she's just finishing making an unbelievable breakfast for him. Omelet, sausage, bacon, coffee, orange juice, fresh fruit. Incredible. She says, have a great retirement. And right there by his plate is a dollar bill. He says, wow, this is unbelievable. I don't know what to say. I'm a little thrown off by the dollar. How does that fit in? You know, you make love to me upstairs. You've got breakfast, and then there's this dollar. She says, I mentioned to my husband, I said, you know, Jim, our mailman's retiring. And tomorrow is his last day. And I don't know. What should we do? And my husband said, ah, screw him. Give him a dollar. She says, breakfast was my idea.
Meet me.
All right, let's see how traffic looks right now. It's been a mess all afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's hard following up with such bad news after such a good joke, but it has to happen, doesn't it? We've got a mess out there on westbound 44 at Big Bend. You've got an accident that's got the two right lanes blocked, and traffic is a solid jam now from Grand all the way out through Big Bend. Eastbound 40 is slow Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, Jefferson all the way through Mason is stop and go, then Clarkson through 94. Southbound 270, stop and go, Dorset through 44, and then it's heavy from Graboid to Highway 55. Eastbound 270 stacks up Missouri Bottom through West Florissant. Southbound 170 the same from Olive through Highway 40. Northbound 170 is slow from Page up through Highway 270. If you're traveling westbound 70, you're going to find it heavy from downtown past the airport. And then it's going to be stop and go again from the Blanchett Bridge out through Highway K. And southbound 141, they've got two right lanes shut down on Highway 40 due to flooding. You have jammed up traffic from Carmen all the way down through Highway 44. And this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Check out $5.99 burgers at Applebee's every Monday after 4 p.m. $5.99 will get you any of their delicious burgers with fries only at Applebee's and only on Mondays. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm going to have a talk, Ham.
Your dad. He put up with a lot from you when you were growing up.
Yeah, don't lie about it. You know he did.
I want to tell you that your mother has something to tell you. I am late.
That's why in the week leading up to Father's Day, June 15th, KTRS is celebrating fathers everywhere. Simply go to KTRS.com and click on the contest tab and register to win a $200 gift certificate to help you treat your dad right.
The winner will be notified on the Carney Show on June 12th.
The Father's Day Appreciation Giveaway is sponsored in part by Terra, the St. Louis store for patio furniture, barbecue grills, appliances, cookware, and decor. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Summer is usually slow in the retail world.
Not at Granite Busters. Introducing the Granite Busters Red Hot Summer Celebration.
The very best all-inclusive sale offer of the year, bar none.
When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, these five items are absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away, free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras that the other guys will charge you for. But they're completely free with a purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. Take advantage of the best sales offer of the year before it expires. The Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ahead of time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 7/15/2014.
Are you in charge of a charity event? Maybe a neighborhood festival? Maybe some construction at the house? What do all of those events have in common? Bathrooms. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. So what are you going to do? R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. If you didn't have R&R Sanitation, you wouldn't have Mardi Gras in St. Louis. You wouldn't have the Cottonville St. Patrick's Day Parade. You wouldn't have the St. Patrick's Day in Dogtown or downtown. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, means they're cleaner, longer. The only union toilet on the Missouri side of the river. Better service. They're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. And yes, Martin, if you want it on the parade route, you can get it. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hi, this is Lori Heisey of Heisey Advisory Group. My husband Ken and I started our practice knowing that we could only be as successful as the families we work with, and nothing makes us happier than helping our clients. Call us now for a no-obligation consultation, and we can help you with a roadmap for your retirement. Call us at 314-909-1116. Our economy and our lives are changing all the time, and you should be sure that you're prepared for both. Our comprehensive approach is designed to give you the predictability and flexibility you need to help effectively protect your assets.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Heisey Advisory Group, a simple path to financial security. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Scott Sherman. You know, a lot of people think there's a stigma or some sort of embarrassment to be facing foreclosure. But Steve Scallon from the St. Louis Home Retention Group, it's a lot more common than people think.
Yes, Scott, you're exactly right. Surprisingly enough, one out of every four families out there is in a position to where they are either behind on their mortgage or getting ready to fall behind on their mortgage. Those are the people that we can help put themselves in a secure financial situation going forward by taking advantage of the mortgage programs that are available to them.
How do they do that to save their home?
You know what, Scott? It's simple. You pick up the phone and you call 636-527-5121. We're right here in West County. We're going to sit down and do a free analysis of your eligibility. It'll be explained to you in detail, and then you'll make the decision as to whether you want us to help you or not.
That number again?
636-527-5121.
Or StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group, saving families one home at a time.
Reduce energy costs, no matter what season it is, with an Emerson ceiling fan from Metro Lighting. Fan design has come a long way to combine form with function, with styles from traditional to contemporary. And visit MetroLightingCenters.com to register to win Metro Lighting's Emerson Fan of the Week. Each week, one lucky Cardinals fan will win two box seats to an upcoming Cardinals game and an Emerson ceiling fan. Just visit MetroLightingCenters.com and register. See MetroLightingCenters.com for details and for the Metro Lighting location nearest you.
Are you in the market for a new GE appliance? Then check out the Appliance Discounters. Appliance Discounters is the largest locally owned appliance retail in the St. Louis area with four locations and over 22,000 square feet of showrooms. Why shop the out-of-town big box stores and send all your hard-earned money and taxes out of the state when you can shop GE appliances local at Appliance Discounters? There's a reason why they call us Appliance Discounters. Just think of all the money you'll save.
Soaring nearly 400 feet on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium, 360 Rooftop Bar offers an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. At 360, you will find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. 360 has a small plates menu and is perfect for sampling or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 is a great place to stop by all year round. See for yourself why 360 Rooftop Bar is the place to be.
360. Sip, see, savor.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tuna lovers, rejoice at Subway. You can enjoy this month's featured footlong with everything you love, served up on freshly baked bread. It's the $6 footlong special at Subway. Eat fresh.
Bottle of wine. Fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober?
When you hear Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs singing this song, you know what time it is. Was it Buffalo Bob or what was his name? Howdy Doody.
Buffalo Bob.
Hey, kids, what time is it?
Yeah.
And then go, it's Howdy Doody time. Only here they go, it's Mike Evans time. And it is Mike Evans time, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Every day is somebody's birthday. Every day people have anniversaries. Don't forget about a gift certificate. Great idea. And they do a ton of gift certificate business. There's nobody who doesn't like getting a gift certificate from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, on your feet, hands together, Mike Evans. Keep it on your feet if you're driving, though. What's happening?
How you doing, man?
I'm having a great day today.
Oh, really? Tell me what's so special about today.
You know, I don't know. I think I got a new piece of business, advertising. That's been hard to come by lately, and that's a guy.
Who is it?
No. I'm not going to get into that right now. A guy I talked to 8 years ago who remembered our conversation, owns a very successful company, he's done real well, emails me and goes, hey, now we're ready to advertise. Now, that made my day today.
I like good
companies that want to be a part of this show. So that's
one thing. Congratulations, homie.
And it's dark and black and ominous here. And thank goodness we finally got some rain. Oh, wait, no. It's been raining just about every day or every other day for 3 weeks or so.
No rain here at 108 today.
Lucky.
Paco is questioning a lot of buzz about the movie Jersey Boys, the story about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, directed by Clint Eastwood.
I hope it's good. I want it to be good.
An Oscar. Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Good.
Clint has won 91 awards, certainly one of Hollywood's most prestigious and most respected people, including four Oscars, five Golden Globes, even a Grammy for writing the score. The score? for his movie Million Dollar Baby.
How about the success that Frankie Valli has had? Now, here's a guy that normally you're with a group, it's a big, they're big in the 60s, and it kind of fade away. This guy has a resurgence. He's still touring. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons are still touring. They got the money from the Broadway play, and now this movie, it's unbelievable.
It really is. Your Parkway's question, can Clint Eastwood sing? Has he ever sang in a movie? Seems he can do everything else. Love Nugget, Michael Moore married his childhood sweetheart 23 years ago. Now he's divorcing her in court, trying to avoid paying her anything. I always thought Michael Moore was a jerk.
Well, he sure doesn't look like he's nice, dresses nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Kourtney Kardashian confirms she's pregnant for the third time, says, not planned, doesn't understand even how it happened.
Well,
we can explain to her how it happened.
Sure.
I mean, you know, if she needs help, she should know if she's had two kids how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently doesn't. I think we ought to really keep our fingers crossed and just think positive thoughts, because Kim Kardashian is very close to hitting a high water mark in her life.
Mm.
Kim and Kanye are halfway there. They only need 36 more days to match Kim's all-time, long-time marriage record of 72 days.
I hope those kids make it.
Yep.
I do, too. She's halfway being at 72 days, and that's long she was married to Chris Humphries.
All right,
so I think that's beautiful. Halfway there, that's a high watermark for her. Negative book review. Negative. Joan Rivers' new book called Diary of a Mad Diva. Yeah, I think it's shameful. I mean, you know, she tries to be funny. She's so mean-spirited, even more than Don Rickles, who sort of does, you know, does the same kind of thing. But, she's just over the top.
Well, she's also, for people who don't know and have never seen her live, filthy.
She's hideous.
Yeah.
And in this book, she even pokes at Angelina Jolie's double mastectomy.
No, she really has no limits.
An old hag, an old hack. She's just the worst.
Don Rickles does it, but he does it. It's not. I mean, it sounds mean, but it's not mean.
It's hard to explain the difference,
right?
But there is a difference. There is a difference.
I agree.
And he's also not as filthy as she is. He does it without all the filth. She's absolutely filthy.
Yeah, I can't stand her. Everybody, every day. Let's do a TV review for you tonight on ABC Family, Chasing Life. It's about a young reporter with a Boston paper who's fighting a terminal disease. Certainly sobering, but also the way it's written, it has some humor to it, too. I think you'll like it. It's called Chasing Life. Tonight, you know, Fargo.
Second to last. Isn't that right? Only two more to go?
Yeah, there's only ten episodes.
All right.
I think that the most hideous show on television right now is Last Comic Standing.
I've never seen it.
I've watched 2 hours of it in the last couple of weeks, taped it and watched it. 2 hours, I didn't even crack a smile.
Yeah, I've tried watching it, too. It's awful.
Not much of
They're not funny. It's not funny at all. I tell you, I could sit and just be myself and be funnier sitting in my living room than these so-called professional comedians.
Who's the third judge? Roseanne's on there and Keenan Ivory Wayans. Do you even know who that third guy is?
I don't know who that guy is.
Isn't he a British
No.
I don't know who he is.
Hey, do you remember a guy named Bobby Van used to host a show called Make Me Laugh?
Yes.
And they had a time limit to make the other person laugh. It really was good.
It was good.
I think another show that's really bad is Celebrity Wife Swap.
Yeah, it sounds stupid. I've never watched
it. It is. It's very stupid. And finally.
What a good round today. Got a lot covered.
A lot of buzz about the movie Jersey Boys. The question is, has Clint Eastwood ever sang in a movie?
Now, yes. Can I step in and correct you? I don't think you'll mind. You do not have a high school education. Has he ever sung in a movie?
See, well, that's where the lack of education, you know, shows.
You young people.
And you know, that and the fact that you put a freaking spotlight on it.
Well, I did because that's a, because I'm your friend.
You let it go.
And I was about to say I knew you wouldn't mind. I was wrong. You did mind.
No, I don't mind. You know, it makes you look good, makes me look bad.
And that's
people
not true.
People could have passed, but that's okay.
Not true. I was out of line. I was out of line. Hold on.
I take the high road.
No, you know what? I was out of line.
I don't mind being corrected. That's the kind of man I am.
Let me finish. I was wrong. That was not my place to do that, and I apologize.
No, that's okay. It's not okay. You might have been wrong to bring it up, but you were right. I was wrong. I have shown my ignorance publicly to the people of St. Louis, including my grandchildren.
That is not my place to correct.
So they probably won't even go to school tomorrow. They'll be so ashamed.
That is not my place to correct your grammar, and I apologize.
No, that's
accept
okay.
it, and we move on.
I'll say yes, he has.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes, what?
Oh, yes. He's trying to get back to the question.
He has singed it in a movie.
He has singed it.
Yes.
Go ahead, DePierre.
I mean, yeah, I'll say yes.
I will also say yes.
Yeah, he sang in the 1968 movie Paint Your Wagon, a horrible song called I Talk to Trees.
That sounds horrible.
And they don't talk back.
They do. In The Wizard of Oz, they do. Hey, those are my apples. Give me those apples.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Dan.
Dan.
Running his report.
It's one thing when I'm corrected publicly for public humiliation.
Yeah.
It's another thing when you urinate on my show.
My job is to humiliate people. Yours is not to constantly humiliate yourself.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day, Mike Evans, in sorrow and also in total embarrassment.
Okay. See ya.
See ya.
He's right. I shouldn't have done that. But you know what? He's a broadcaster, and that stuff just gets to me, and I want to be correct. Let me make this very clear, and you knuckleheads know this. I want you to correct me because that's how I learned to fix it. But it's not my place to do that, and I apologize, and I don't know that he accepted it or not. It's all I can do. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Schaefer Auto Body Centers has 7 locations, soon to be 8. There's one that's going to open in Illinois any day. You know what auto body places do. I know you do. You have an accident, your car gets messed up, and you need it put back together. That's what they do. Unless it's total loss, then nobody can fix it. Because if anybody can do it, it'll be Schaefer. What you want to do is tell your insurance company, this is where I want this vehicle to go. And they're not going to argue with you because it's probably at the top of their list of places they'd like for it to go. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. It's about a whole lot more than just perfect body work. That probably is enough for most places. But wait till you experience how they help you deal with all that other stuff, from the rental car if you need it to the insurance company. They make this so easy, and they do it all so well. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
All right, let's get our final look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
It has been a nightmare for drivers around the area with all this rain and then the accidents. You have two right lanes down on southbound 141 at Highway 44 due to flooding. It looks like the flooding's going back a little bit, but still, you have traffic backed up to approaching Big Bend. Got a new accident now on westbound 70 at 370 that's got the right lane blocked. Now, 70 is getting better. You're just a little bit heavy past the airport, but from Zumbel out through Highway 370, stop-and-go traffic there. Westbound 44 still working with that accident at Big Bend. The two right lanes are blocked. Traffic is slow. Kings Highway, it's stop and go all the way Kings Highway up through Big Bend. Westbound 40, Kings Highway, or I should say Vandeventer now, out through 170. It looks like we've got slow pockets from that point out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 still stacks up pretty well from Page down through Doherty Ferry. And on eastbound 270, you're jammed up now approaching McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report, it's brought to you by SSM, Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. Their pediatric cardiology team with the two top heart surgeons in the region, having the best another way. Their love for kids just keeps on growing at SSM Cardinal Glenn and Children's Medical Center. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Wow, look at that. It's already flown by. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Dr. Doug joins us tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Across portions of the Fox 2 News viewing area, these have been very efficient rainmakers with some flash flooding. Also, a lot of lightning out there. I'll have the latest.
A Normandy High School student facing child pornography charges after allegedly recording two students performing a sexual act on camera.
A man shot inside the Festus Walmart. What witnesses say happened.
First on Fox, a long line of severe storms are moving through the St. Louis area. This is a view from Bomarito Automotive Skyfox, just west of the wall of the storms. From Street Fox, a view of a slow, rainy commute on the way.